the Kaparsha. Okay, Degel Achana Ephraim, Parshas Vayishlach. The Parsha begins. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv Artsas Seir Sadei Adam. Yaakov sends Malachim, which Rashi says is Malachim Mamish, real angels. Yaakov sent real angels to Esav. And he commanded the angels to deliver a message. And what was the message? Im Lavan Garti. I've lived with Lavan. Okay. Explains the Degel Achana Ephraim, page Samach Vav. O ye amer im lavan garti uperish rashi vitaryag mitzvos shamarti. I have kept all 613 mitzvos, even as I lived amongst lavan. There are many questions, obviously, on this. For starters, Yaakov was married to two sisters. That's against the Torah. Okay. But okay. The point is, I've taken on some pretty significant challenges in my life, and I've maintained my connection to Hashem. And he's sending a message to Esav. You should just know I'm a from Jew. Okay. What does it mean? I'm lavan garti v'tarag mitzvah shamarti. V'hu al derech izu chacham halomein mikol adam. You see, you could play defense, or you could try to convert the challenge into an opportunity. I could just try to avoid the situation. I could try to stay out of the trouble. I could live amongst the lavan, and I could try not to be dragged down by him, or I could actually learn from lavan. So in Lavan Garti Vitarag Mitzvah Shramati, says the Degel Achana Ephraim, is like it says in Pirkei Avos, Ezu Chacham, who is one who is truly wise, Halomein Mikol Adam, one who learns from every single person. Hainu Afilu Mi'etzahara. That means I even learn from evil people, I even learn from the Yetzahara. Like the Pasuk says, Bechol Levavacha B'shnei Yitzarecha, like the Gemara explains. Serve Hashem with all your heart, that means with your Yetzer Tov, and your Yetzer Hara. Uvizenis hapich gam hu li yetzer tov. And then I turn my yetzer hara into an additional yetzer tov. And therefore, says Yaakov Avinu, im lavan garti v'tarag mitzvah shamarti, I was able to be in that environment, and I was able to grow from that situation. And how do I declare that? What's the next pasuk? Vayihi li shor v'chamor. And now I have shor and chamor. What is shor and chamor? He explains, "Hainu afilu haksarin tatoin nishavu li lesaneguria." What is he talking about? However, what's shor and chamor? What is it? An ox and a donkey. Who's the ox? Esav's the ox. Yosef's the ox. That's true. That's why Yosef fights against Esav, Rashi, next week's parasha. Esav is the ox. Who's the donkey? Yishmael. Right? I mean, if we look at the branches of Jewish history, so we have Avram, who has a son who goes astray, Yishmael. Yishmael is compared to the chamor. Where do we see that? By Akedas Yitzchak, it says, Shvu lachem po'im hachamor. You stay here with the donkey. And the Gemara in Yevamah says that you're an am who's Doma Lachamor. Yishmael, you're a donkey-like nation. Who's the shore? Strong, fierce. Right? So Yitzchak, whose Mida is Gevura, which of course means strength to restrain oneself, has a son, Esav, who's a fierce warrior, who's always on the attack. He's a hunter. So that's the Mida of shore. Shore is the world of Esav. So when Yaakov Avinu says, Vayihi li shor v'chamor, it means that even shor and chamor, right, which are the embodiment of the two branches, the two sides of Tuma, the world of Esav and the world of Yishmael, I have control over those worlds. I've turned them into what? Into saneguria. I've turned them into a sanegor, into an advocate. I've turned it into something holy. I've taken shor and chamor, which to you, Esav, you're shor, and Yishmael is chamor, but I've turned it into something good. I've lived in Lavan's house, and I kept the mitzvos. And I'm not afraid of you, because I have shor and chamor. I have control of shor and chamor. So a person has to realize it's possible for a person to be in a difficult environment. And again, one level is to not be dragged down by the environment, but the other thing is to actually learn from that environment. To try to say, okay, so this Russia uses his koach in this particular way. in a negative way. But I want to learn from everyone. I'm going to take his koach and use it for good. So this was Yaakov's way of saying to Esav, you're not going to get me. You're not going to drag me down. Okay, a short little Torah. Let's keep going. Next one. Vayomer Elokei Avi Avraham Velokei Avi Yitzchak. So Yaakov gets the report back from the angels, and the angels tell him that Esav's coming at you with 400 men, and it's very, very frightening. So Yaakov begins to daven, and he says, Elokei Avi Avraham, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, Hashem Ha'omer Elai, Shuv La'artzecha, Ulmeladzecha, Ve'etiva Yimach, Hashem, you told me you'd protect me. Yaakov in his humility says, Katonti mikola chasidim mikola emes sharasisa savdecha. I'm very unworthy of the kindness you've done for me. Kiva makli avarti as hayarden azeh. Because I crossed this river with nothing other than my makli, with my staff. Va'ata hayisi l'shnei machanos. And now I've become two camps. So hatzileni na miyadachi miyadesav. So Hashem, please protect me. I'm very scared. He has a nice little Torah here. He says, what does it mean when Yaakov says, I crossed the river with just my staff, and now I've become two machanos. Yesh lomar shirimez bezeh, ki b'makli gematria Yaakov. B'makli is gematria 182, is gematria Yaakov. Haynu b'shosha avarti asayardin, lohayali elashem Yaakov. I started off, I was just Yaakov. But now I've become two machanos. What does that mean? But now I'm about to also, obviously it hasn't happened yet, right? That's your question, Dov. I could see you out of the corner of my eye. Your question is, I'm looking at Seth, but I'm talking to Dov. Your question is, he's not called Yisrael yet. That happens later in the Parsha. I'm with you. Right? But he's going to become two machanos. So he understood, again, and this is a continuation of the previous Zvart, that the confrontations that we have enhance our essence. A name is the essence of a person. When Yaakov Avinu deals with the Lavan, he becomes greater. Tayag mitzvah shamayti. When Yaakov Avinu fights Sarashal Esav, he becomes Yisrael, he becomes stronger. So I started my journey, I was just a Yaakov, but now I've become two machanos, two camps, two expressions of self. Haynu shezachisi likore gam b'shem Yisrael, v'nichmas b'b'chinas elokei avi Avraham, elokei avi Yitzchak, v'hamaskil yovin. He alludes to something Kabbalistic at the end, which we're not going to try to explain right now. Okay, good. So, he started as Yaakov, kibamakli, and then he became Tumachanos, Yaakov, and Yisrael. Okay, gavaldik. Next. Od yesh lefarish, kibamakli avarti esayar den hazeh. Let's get a little story from the Baal Shem Tov. When I crossed the river, with my staff in my hand, that's all I had. The Baal Shem Tov was a miracle worker. So how do you do miracles? How do you make magic happen? So, there's a whole world of practical Kabbalah, knowing secret names of Hashem, knowing how to use them. There's also something very simple called Einod Mavado. Without all the Chachma, without all the deep understanding, without using Torah ideas or Torah sources to create different realities, to manipulate the letters of the Aleph Beis and Shemos of Hashem and Yichudim and all sorts of calculations, there's a simple faith with which a person can experience miracles, an Amunah Pshuta. So the Baal Shem Tov told the story, and it's brought in several places, but here you have it being shared by his own grandson. Shapam achas avar ha-nestar b'li shum shem. The Dnestar River was a large body of water. That one time the Baal Shem Tov crossed this river b'li shum shem, without any name of God. In other words, he didn't use any special Kabbalistic magic to cross the river. He took his gartel, he put it down in the water, and he walked across it like a little bridge. Yeah, that is magical. But he said, the way I was able to walk across the water with my gartel, my little homemade bridge, right? The way I was able to do that is with what? Is with Amunah Pshuta. I took a garment, I lay it on the water, and I hovered across. It became like my little boat, and I floated across the river. It was all Amunah, It wasn't fancy Shemos, it wasn't Kabbalah, it was Emuna that Hashem can get me to the other side of the river. So similarly, Yaakov Avinu said, Kibamakli, Avarti Asayardin Hazeh. How did I cross the river? How did Yaakov get across the water? How did he split the river? How did he cross the waters? He says, Kibamakli. We said, Bamakli is Gematria Yaakov. Hainu Bishamo Shehu Yaakov, Midas Emes. How did I cross the river? With Emes. Does Emes go with Amuna? Well, if you ever daven Ma'arav, it does. We say Emes in the morning, Shem Elokeichem Emes, and at night we say Ve'emuna. Emes Ve'emuna. Right? Shem Elokeichem Emes, Ve'emuna calls us Emes Ve'emuna. So yes, Emes goes with the Midah of Amuna. Emes and Amuna definitely go together. V'hainu l'godel Emuna shalo b'zeh avarti asayardin. So Yaakov Avinu also says that Nachan Ephraim was able to, what? To experience wondrous things with the Midah of Emes and the Midah of Amuna. And the truth is, a person really can accomplish amazing things with Emes and Amuna. People think, you sometimes, you know, how did tzaddikim do all these amazing things? Baal Shem Tov knew Kabbalah also. But he also had the deepest and clearest Amuna, and his relationship with Hashem was Emistic. As opposed to the world of Esav, which is the world of Sheker, Yaakov is the world of Emes, the world of Amuna, Amuna Pshuta. And that's how a person sees wonders in their life. Yes, Dov?
Is this related at all to what you said in Shir last Thursday? About how when it's not able to make a psak, he affects objective reality?
Yeah.
So here, Baal Shem Tov and Yaakov both just kind of decided that it was going to be objective reality. They were
right.
Able to block out their things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that absolute confidence that it can be this way. This is Baal Shem Tov Lev Amuna. Hashem can allow me to walk across this water. Now, most of us, when we, you know, walk into the water, we're too nervous. What's going to happen? I'll sink right in. But the same way Rabbi Chanina Mendoza said to his daughter, Hashem can make vinegar burn just like oil. Yeah, but Hashem can make, if you believe that, it'll happen. And it did for her. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza told his daughter, just like Hashem can make oil burn, Hashem can make vinegar burn. And it burnt the whole Shabbos, the Gemara says. That time she accidentally put vinegar into her Shabbos lecht instead of oil. But a person has to have, you know, 100% commitment to that idea, to go all in. And not to have sveikos. But if I rely entirely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person sees miracles in their lives. Okay. Yes? Please. Yeah.
He says
the Amun and Bidachon, right? To be willing to take a little bit of oil that can't last a long time and pour it into the lamp, because it has to last a long time. It has to last. So the Chashmonaim demanded Lamala Menateva, and they got Lamala Menateva. All right. Let's skip the next little piece. Let's jump to Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. However, the best is still to come. We're just getting warmed up. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Save me, please, Hashem, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esav. Of course, famously, the Sfarim explained that Esav comes in two types. Beis Halevi, other tzaddikim explain that Hatzileni na, save me, miyad achi. Sometimes Esav comes as a brother, trying to destroy me by assimilating, causing me to assimilate, intermarriage, right? Someone friendly. And then sometimes he comes as the Esav, as the evil brother Esav who tries to harm. And they're both very threatening. Jews being rounded up and sent to concentration camps, is a destruction of Klal Yisrael. And intermarriage rates soaring, right? As we become very open to marrying and with the rest of the world, obviously is another type of Chorban. So we ask, Hashem, please, Yaakov says, save me from the Esav who comes to be Makari of me and to his, you know, to welcomes me, and save me from the Esav who tries to physically harm me. Yesh lomar al derech di Esav ha-Medrash. The Medrash says, Esav, as we learned last week from the Medrash, Esav is lashon of shav and sheker. He's a liar. Lavan's a liar. Esav's a liar. Yishmael's a liar. They all represent various strands of sheker. So what's going to happen, says the Medrash, La'asid lavo, in the future, Yis'atev Esav Betzitis, Vayeshev Bein HaTzadikim. At the end of days, when Mashiach comes, and the Tzadikim gather, so Esav is going to put on a talis. He's going to hide, try to hide under the talis, and he's going to try to make his way into the crowd amongst the Tzadikim. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moishcho Misham. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to catch him in the crowd, and he's like, hey, what are you doing here? He's going to pull him out of the crowd. Ayin Sham, look in the Medrash. V'yesh lomar shezehu matzoi gam kein bo'olam hazeh b'avanoseinu harabim. So as we've seen sometimes, Degel Machon Ephraim speaks a lot about being an authentic Jew. Sometimes you see people who are trying to mix in with the tzaddikim even though it's not their place. We see in our own world, he says, shenisraba hasheker ba'olam. We live in a world of such falsehood. So much fake stuff in the world. So many things being presented as a certain way, and it's not that way. And it leaves people feeling broken, because like, what's wrong with me? Why is my relationship not like that? Right? Why is my experience with A, B, or C, or D not like that? Why do these people look so happy all the time? I don't feel so happy, but then I'll post that picture of myself looking so happy, because that's, you know, everyone's pretending to be so happy. And it creates this terrible, terrible anxiety. The internet, which was, you know, created in part to relieve people from their anxiety, to make life easier, has made life so much more anxious. And there's plenty of studies on that. Right? People go on the internet to relax, to just, you know, to take their mind off of real world things, right? And they think that, like, you know, just cruising around the internet for entertainment value will make me feel better. It makes me feel worse. It makes a person more anxious. So then, you know, people end up living a double life, he says. You have the sheker of the world, and people try to present themselves as being righteous individuals, and often, again, behind closed doors, closed doors could just be in your mind. People are not exactly the way that they always present themselves in the public sphere. And again, he's speaking specifically against people who try to make themselves out to be big tzaddikim. They wear all white on Shabbos, and they sit on Erev Shabbos wrapped in a talis. Right? And they try to encourage people to, you know, to be their followers, etc. And these are very strong words. And being fake, he says, is the worst of all, kasha mikulan, it's the most damaging thing of all, shezeh gorim aricha sagalus. It's a very strong line from a very big tzaddik. Degel Machon Ephraim says, if you want to know why we're still in galus, it's because we're fake. It's because we're not real. It's because we're not authentic. Sheheim nikram erev rav, sheheim me'oravim b'yisrael v'kasher la'afridan. I wish we could go like into this piece fully. We'd have to learn a lot of other things to really understand it. But I'll say very quick like this. And it's Shoval, that piece you gave me from Rav Matl from this past Shabbos talks a lot about this in you. Yosef Atzadik is the antithesis of the Erev Rav. Who are the Erev Rav? You heard of the Erev Rav? Who are the Erev Rav? Okay. What you said there can't be heard on this recording from here, so I'm not going to repeat it. But no, everyone's going to wonder what it was, but I'm not going to say it again out loud. But okay. Everyone in the room heard it. Fine. I hear. No, it's okay. He can say what he wants. Yeah? Who are the Erev Rav? Who's the Erev Rav? Yeah, go for it.
They were a group of people that converted / joined the Jews after
Mitzrayim. Okay, they joined us on the way out of Mitzrayim, right? A group of individuals, not clear exactly what their story is, who joined us on the way out of Mitzrayim. The Arizal talks about how Yosef, in a certain sense, is responsible for the Erev Rav. Because Yosef was giving bris milah to a lot of people in Mitzrayim. And those people who got bris milah ended up becoming part of the Erev Rav, the Arizal says. The Erev Rav ended up causing a lot of trouble for Klal Yisrael throughout their history. And essentially, the Erev Rav are these like quasi-Jews. So the Sushina Rebbe of Matl Zilber Shlita connects the Erev Rav to the Misyavnim. And again, I can't go into the whole thing now. You can borrow the Kuntres from Shoval, or I have two copies of it in my office. The Erev Rav and the Misyavnim, who are the Misyavnim on Hanukkah? Misyavdim are these Jews who are sympathetic to the Yavani cause, as opposed to the true Jews, the Chashmonaim, who are fighting for what they believe is authentic Jewish values. The Misyavdim are those compromisers. The Erev Rav is a similar inyan. The Erev Rav is this inyan of people who want to act like Jews, but they're not really authentic Jews. So Rav Muttal develops this idea, this amazing idea, that if Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, listen carefully, if Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov came to teach the chiluk, the distinction between Kedushas Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam, if Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov came to teach, right, that Klal Yisrael are different, the sanctity of the Jewish people is different than the nations of the world, Yosef HaTzadik and his fight against the brothers, and I say this very cautiously, Yosef versus the brothers, the machlokas amongst Jews, who's an authentic Jew? You hear the difference? It's not Jew versus Gentile. It's Chashmonai versus Misyavdim. It's the Yosef HaTzadiks, it's those who want to live a life of true righteousness, versus Erev Rav, the wannabe Jews, the fakers. So he writes here, he says, why do we have the Arichas HaGalus? Why is Galus lasting so long? Because of the Erev Rav. In other words, because of those individuals who pretend to be something that they're not. Because of what? The Eitz Hadas Tova Ra, the Erbuvia. Erev. Erev means the blending together of things. What's an Erev on Shabbos? It takes your house and my house and the next person's house and it ties them all in together into one sort of one big Rishus, even though it's still your house and my house and my neighbor's house. But the Erev ties them together. Erbuvia means a mix. A mix could be something mixed well together, or it could be a strange combination of things that doesn't really fit naturally together. So the Erbuvia inside of us is what delays the Geula. When we act fake, and when one day we're tzaddikim, and one day we're Rishayim, and we paint ourselves publicly one way, and privately we're not really honest with ourselves, he says that extends the Galus. Let's connect it to an Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Tetzaveh. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that the four exiles of Jewish history, Bavel, Madai, Yavan, Edom, correspond to four redeemers. Four people got us out of the four exiles of Jewish history. Bavel, the Babylonians who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. Who saved us from Bavel? Avraham. B'schus Avraham Avinu. Madai, the second exile of Jewish history, that's the Purim story. B'schus Yitzchak. Interesting, Yitzchak and Purim. A lot of interesting connections to be worked on there. The third exile, Yavan, the Hanukkah story, Greece, the Syrian Greeks, is B'schus Yaakov. We were saved B'schus Yaakov. Again, a lot to work on there, how Yaakov Avinu is, so to speak, the hero of Hanukkah. Fascinating. And then, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, all based on the Zohar Chadash. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, and who's going to get us out of this fourth and final Galus, Galus Edom? The Romans who destroyed the second temple. B'schus, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who's number four? So you might want to say Yosef, you might want to say David, you might want to say Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu is the answer, according to the Orach Chaim. Moshe Rabbeinu. The fourth exile is B'schus Moshe. Think about this for a second. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, and Moshe can't redeem us until we get serious about Torah, because Moshe's whole midah is Moshe emes v'Torah so emes. And Moshe, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh uses a lashon, I don't remember exactly, but something along the lines of Moshe doesn't want to come to redeem a people who are a bunch of batlanim, who don't learn Torah seriously and don't practice Torah seriously. Moshe is the Goel Rishon, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Moshe is the Goel Achron, he takes us out of this final Golus to bring Mashiach. But if you think about it in the context of what we're learning right now, Moshe is the Midah of Emes, in a certain sense also. Moshe Emes v'Toraso Emes. In other words, if the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is correct, and he is, based on the Zohar, that this fourth Golus can only be brought to an end through Moshe, through Moshe, so you need to be what? You need to be real. The only mask that Moshe wore, the fakeness of Moshe, was to be able to allow him to interact with us. He didn't wear a costume because he was trying to trick anyone. Everyone knew that Moshe was too lofty to interact with the real essential Moshe. So Moshe wore a mask. as a means of making himself more accessible. He brought himself down with that mask, right? He made himself more regular with that mask, as opposed to most people who are very regular in private but pretend to be something chashiv in public. So says the Degel Ma'achad Ephraim, if you want to get out of this galus, the reason for Arichas HaGalus is because of the Erev Rav. Again, who fought the Erev Rav? Who caused the Erev Rav? And who, so to speak, embodies the fight against the Erev Rav? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim and he was true to himself. He was true to his family, to his values. Yosef HaTzadik fights the Erev Rav. Yosef HaTzadik, in so many ways, corresponds to Chanukah, which is a fight against fake Jews, Misyavnim. It's a fight against Erev Rav, Jews who pretend to be a certain way, but they're not really it. Kimashal HaChita. He compares it to what? He compares it to wheat. Hamotz va'tevin shabo she'enu davar kol kach l'achita hu mispazer bakal. Aval ha'psoles shebachita misdavik v'achita v'kosha l'afrida. You have parts of a stalk of wheat that just crumble very easily. They're easily separated. But then you have some of the psoles that clings to the kernel of wheat, and it's very difficult to separate it. It requires more precise separation. In the Malachos of Shabbos, in the 39 Malachos of Shabbos, there's a malacha called Zora, where you take the crushed up, you know, stalks of wheat, and you flip it up in the air, and the wind blows away the chaff. It blows away very easily. But then after Zora, you have to spend some time doing Borer, picking out those little pieces. You have to pick out Toche and Borer, Merakeid, you have to sift out, and you have to pick out all the little things that still get stuck. So that whole process, that refinement of the wheat, is, so to speak, dealing with what? Those things that try to cling to us. And they try to explain why they're the same as us when they're really not. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying here. V'zeh yesh lomar shemrumas hatzileini na miyad achi. Esav will sometimes try to be my brother. Esav will sometimes put that talis on and sit by Mashiach's feet and say, oh, I'm also. Yeah, same family. Nah, you're not one of us. You're not one of us. Right? Hello, ach Esav liYaakov, like the Navi Malachi says. Esav tries to claim he's a brother to Yaakov. Hainu shuhu me'oyrev mistabek bi. Save me, Hashem, from the Esav who pretends to be a brother and he clings to me. And save me, miyad Esav, afal picheinu Esav. But Hashem, save me by you, Hashem, remembering. You hear how he's learning it? Miyad achi, miyad Esav. Hashem, save me from the brother who pretends to be a brother, but really he's Esav. Like we learned again, the Medrash says, Esav does shove. This is the shove. This is the falsehood of the world. This is the sheker of the world. It's all about that external presentation of Esav, and it's false. It's a big lie. Okay, let's keep reading the next piece. Hatzileini na miyad achi miyad Esav. I want to do two more pieces. And the main piece we're going to learn together is still yet to come. Hatzileini na miyad achi miyad Esav, ki yare anochi oso. Because I am afraid of him. A nice drush. Nice drush from the Degel Ma'achad Ephraim. Here's what he says. What does it mean, ki yare anochi oso? Ora oso miyutar. Right? I am afraid of him. And why does it have to say again, Esav? That also seems to be mutar, seems to be extra. We got it. We know what you're talking about at this point. V'nira lefarish al derech b'isav ha-medrash. Yaakov Avinu, says the Degel Ma'achad Ephraim, is still struggling with the fact that he took the brachos. Not that he didn't buy the brachos fair and square. He did. He really deserved the brachos. And not that he, you know, did something wrong. He listened to his mother, Rivka. But there's a part of Yaakov that was still so uncomfortable with the brachos because it required him to lie. And lying is the world of Esav. And titen emes liYaakov. Yaakov's world is emes. He felt guilty about it. So the Medrash explains, Nira lefarish al derech d'Esav Medrash. Like we learned last week, Esav hashav. Esav is the shav, the sheker, the falsehood of the world. V'hu ikaro shel shav, the sheker. V'yadua ki Yaakov hu bechinas emes. And of course, the opposite of Esav is the world of Yaakov, which is the world of truth, the world of emes. And Yaakov did everything in his life to try to be real, to try to be authentic, to try to be honest. Yaakov Avinu, out of necessity and in listening to his mother, who said, I'll take the curse upon myself if anything goes wrong. He needed to play the part of Esav. And he lied to Yitzchak, or at least deceived Yitzchak, both in his dress and in his speech, in receiving the brachos. Sha'af Rashi Perish, even though Rashi says that when Yaakov says, Anochi Esav Becharecha, Anochi Mishahu, I am who I am, Ve'esav Becharecha, and Esav is your firstborn. Even though Rashi explains why it wasn't really a lie, but he tricked his father. And he feels bad about that. He used the word Anochi, which is the first word of the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he used it to lie to his father. And he feels really, really bad about that. Afal pichein ish emes ki Yaakov, hayem isyare pen chas v'shalom nechnas v'bachinas eishav shu shav. Right? Maybe I really did attach myself to Esav. Maybe in that moment I became Esav. And even if I became Esav for a short period of time, that had a hashpah on my soul. And therefore Yaakov davens, amazing tefillah, hatzileni na miyad achi, miyad Esav. Save me from Esav. I had to play Esav. I put on the garments of Esav. I spoke in a way that was Esavdik. And now I feel that I've been impacted, I've been affected by Esav. Some of us were learning Tuesday night that Techeid Eitz Hadas Tovara, on a certain level, is the desire to know things. And when I know something, or I see something, or I think about something, or I experience something, right, it becomes part of me. So Yaakov is very afraid. I tasted a little bit of the taste of Esav. I wore his clothing, I spoke his language, I lied to my father. For a moment I became Esav. And I'm afraid that damaged my midah of emes permanently. I'm scarred from that. So he said, Hashem, please erase the Esav inside of me. Hatzileni na miyadachi miyad Esav. Hainu, shehu bechinas shav. And what was Yaakov's explanation? Ki yarei anochi. Because I feel really bad that I used the word anochi to lie to my father. You hear? Ki yarei anochi. I said, anochi Esav bechorecha. I used the word anochi to deceive my father. Hanu masha amarti anochi. Right? Oh, so. Ki yarei anochi, oh, so. By saying the word anochi, which was my lie, oh, so, I became Esav. Hanu shema hu Esav. That was Esav dick. I became Esav in that moment. And therefore, maybe Esav can defeat me now. If it's Yaakov, if I'm really Yaakov and he's really Esav, I know I'll win. But now Esav's coming to attack me, and I'm scared. You know why? Because a little bit I was influenced by the world of Esav with the most noble intentions. He had bought the bracha, he was following his mother Rivka, and yet look at the MS of Yaakov. That he still felt guilty, that he used... Again, a deceptive language, which could have been explained as not a lie. But the fact that he used a little bit of deceptive language, it bothered him so deeply. Again, thematically, it's the same yesod. That we come from Yaakov Avinu. We come from a world of emes. Titan emes le'Yaakov. And that's something we've seen a million and one times in Degamach and Ephraim. To be an emesic person. To be real. To be real about who you are, both in public and in private. It's a very chashuv yesod. Yaakov was scared that my midah of emes had been permanently damaged because for one second I strayed from emes. And I said something that was slightly genevas das, slightly deceptive. That's very powerful. Yeah?
So just clarifying, does that mean that Yaakov is worried that because like before this, he's always had, before the whole incident with lying, Esav has never had a hold on Yaakov before.
Right.
But now that there's been a situation where Esav has had a hold,
that's right.
Now
kind of blurring of their individual worlds. Yeah. Yaakov can't claim that I'm not a brother to Esav. A brother also means, the way the Gemara darshins in Maseches Megillah, when it calls Achashverosh, Achiv Shel Rosh, he's a brother of the head. Who's the head? Nebuchadnezzar. He wasn't a relative of Nebuchadnezzar. He wasn't a brother of Nebuchadnezzar. It means he was a brother in terms of his thinking, in terms of his behavior. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to harm Jews, and Achashverosh wanted to harm Jews. So Achiv could mean what? Of a spiritual like-mindedness. Right? Of a common value system. So, Hatzileni na miyad achi, I don't want to be a brother to Esav. Esav's world is sheker. I don't want to be a shakran. I don't want to be a liar. I think that's what he's saying. Make sense?
So then once Esau now like has this in Yaakov, then like Yaakov probably feels like, oh, I'm not safeguarded from Esau anymore.
Right, that's exactly it. I can't claim to be categorically different than Esau. Esau can say, what do you mean? You also, you're also a liar. When it benefits your purposes, you also become a liar. You lied to our father. I had kibud avim. You lied to our father. Scary thought. But it shows again how emistic Yaakov Avinu is. Okay, we have our last piece for the day. And this is the piece I'm actually in some ways most excited to share with you. Again, it's a little bit similar in some of the themes we've developed today. Vayivaser Yaakov Levada. What page is it on? Ayin. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov was left all by himself. V'isa b'medrash, a famous medrash. If you know the song, V'niska v'Hashem levado, V'yivaser Yaakov levado. Right? The medrash says, Hadu d'chsiv v'niska v'Hashem levado b'yom ahu. Yeah? V'niska v'Hashem levado b'yom ahu. The Navi Yeshaya says that on that great day, on the day of redemption, V'niskav Hashem levado, Hashem will be, so to speak, the last one standing. Again, all of the different, you know, things that claim to be gods will all be thrust aside, and Hashem will be the only one, levado. Just like Yaakov is levado, says the Medrash. Yaakov is levado, and Hashem is levado. Hashem is all alone, and Yaakov is all alone. Interesting. Strange Medrash. Hinei Medrash hazeh t'mua mod. What is this comparison? Is it saying that Hashem is Echad and Yaakov in a certain sense is also one of a kind? Every person is one of a kind. No two people are alike. It's Gemara and Brachos. V'yesh lefarish al pi Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kol Echad mechuyav lomar kol ha'olam lo nivra ela b'shvili. Really one of the most empowering ma'amari chazal. Every single person has to live with a feeling that the world was created for me. I am the most significant person in the world. My efforts matter most. My failures matter most. The world is dependent upon me. The way the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, you should see the world 50-50, and your next move is going to tip the scales. You're going to destroy the world, or you're going to save the world. A person has to say, Kol ha'olam lo nivra ela b'shvili. It's an unbelievable, amazing idea. V'hinei kishnasim lev al divrei ha'gemara zu. So says our Rebbe, and he's talking very straight to us now, so listen carefully. When we take to heart this Gemara, Hu musar gadol v'derech yeshar al hadrachas adam. It's not just a nice pat on the back. It's not a way for you to become a big Baal Gaiva. Why does the Gemara want us to walk around saying, the whole world was created for me? What's the musar in it? Ki kisha'ola b'dayito shakola ola nulanivra ela b'shvilo. Because when I stop to think that the world was created for me, V'nimtzahu yachid ba'olam, and I see myself as if I'm the only person in the world. V'chol ha'amadas ha'olam v'kiyumo taloi bo, and the whole world is dependent upon me. Right? Imagine I'm the only person in the world. Can you imagine? Imagine if you were the only person in the whole world. Right? So whatever's going to happen in the world, it's going to be up to you. You're in charge of the world. It's your world. So in a similar sense, every person is an olam katan, the Medrash says. And as we see ourselves in the context of this world, we're supposed to say that this world belongs to me. I have to take achrayus for the world as if I'm the only one who can make a difference. Not in a gaivadik way, in a way of deep, deep, deep achrayus. Ba'atavas ma'isav u'makayim es ha'olam. When I correct my actions, when I choose tov over ra, I uphold the world. V'chas v'shalom lehipach u'machriv es ha'olam. And God forbid, if I do the opposite, I destroy the world. There's an amazing vart from the Chafetz Chaim, one of his svarim. We say in Shema, "Vayu advar me'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom." So the Chafetz Chaim says, a person has to be mechazik himself to feel that when I'm learning Torah, I'm the only person, and this is the only time, and this is the only bit of Torah that exists. Ourselves out by saying, there's other people. So Chavetz Chaim says, lock yourself in as if you're the only person. The line of Gemara they're up to is the only line of Torah that exists in the world, and this is the only chance ever to learn it. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela. These words. Yeah, but what about all the other Masechtas and Shas? Shh, calm down, says the Chafetz Chaim. Don't worry about the other Masechtas and Shas. These words, the line of Gemara that you're up to, V'hayu, Hadvar Me'ila, Asher, Anochi, Mitzaveh, Cha, I command you. But what about my someone else? You, you're the only one who can learn them. There's no one else to learn them. Yeah, but I could always learn them tomorrow, right? No, Hayom. Asher Anochi, Mitzaveh, Cha, Hayom. V'hayu, Hadvar Me'ila, these very words. Asher Anochi Mitzavecha, that I, Hashem Yisbarach, command you, to the exclusion of anyone else, Hayom, right now, to do it. It's very powerful. So says the Machan Ephraim, that's exactly what this Maimer Chazal means. That a person needs to be able to say, B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam, that the world is dependent upon me. If I make good choices, the world exists. If I make bad choices, the world is over. Ve'eino tzarech la'asos avodaso be'eza pnia, she'yishabchu b'nei adam okiyotze b'zeh. And then I don't really care if a person is going to say to me afterwards, right, when you spend some time in the base medrash, wow, you're a serious learner. Wow, you're a great guy. I know I'm a great guy, I just saved the world. I don't need you to tell me I'm a shtark. That doesn't mean anything to me. I know what I'm doing is meaningful. I'm not doing it so that you can praise me. It's much more significant than that, right? It's like, imagine a neurosurgeon comes out of a brain surgery, yeah, and saves someone's life. It was clear that the procedure saved someone's life. So someone comes over to him afterwards like, oh, you probably got paid a lot for that procedure, you know? Like, that's not what this is about. In a chanami, I get paid a lot of money to be a top brain surgeon. But that's not the feeling I have right now. The feeling I have right now is this person would have been dead, and his wife's in the waiting room. And she's gonna thank me with tears in her eyes. You saved my husband's life. I'm not thinking about my paycheck right now. So when a Jew learns Torah and he keeps the whole world going, he's not distracted by all the secondary things. Oh, you get schar, you get a prize, and you get a nice reputation. People are gonna say nice things about you. You're keeping the world alive. Ki hu ikur ba'olam v'chol olam tefeilim, my love. Ve'eino tzarach lahem ra'kulam tzrichim lo. He feels this awesome sense of my mission in the world is so significant. It's obviously a very great level when a person realizes what an important role they play in the world and believes it. Be'emes. And then a person is what? Is able to serve Hashem livado. Livado means by himself. Again, with the realization that if there was no one around to compliment me for being a good Jew, and no one to give me a prize for being a good Jew. Imagine I was the only person on planet Earth. And if I make good choices, the world exists. The physical world exists. If I make bad choices, the world ceases to exist. So to be able to serve Hashem with that singular clarity, without any bilbulim, without any, you know, ulterior motives, vigorim bezeh bitol kol haklipos. And when a Jew is livado, when he's so singular, has that singular focus of his purpose in this world, he destroys all the klipa in the world, all the negativity in the world. All the kochos atum in the world can't get him. No yitzhar can get him. Because he knows what I'm here for. He doesn't get lost in anything. And everything, all of the, so to speak, challenges, all the sitra achra, all the yitzhar, all the taiva, all the temptation, it all disappears. Because I know what I need to do. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world is counting on me. I'm not just one of many people in this shir. This shir was created for me. Yeshiva University was created for me. Right? New York City was created for me. America was created for me. The whole world was created for me. And Hashem really feels that. He looks at each of us as a ben yachid. There was someone who had a large family who was once asked, they said, how many children do you have? Like, it was known they had a very large family. Like, how many kids do you have already? One. One? What do you mean? I know you have a lot of kids. No, I have one kid, one child. I have one Avram, I have one Yitzchak, I have one Sarah, I have one Rachel. I have one, each of my children is one of a kind. So I have one child. I happen to have like 17 kids, yeah. But each one is a Yachid. Hashem looks at us, each every Jew is a Ben Yachid. As Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes beautifully in his Sfarim. V'zei yishlomer shemerameis ha-medrash. And that's what the Medrash means, Vayivasar Yaakov Levado. Just like Let's say it like this. Just like we believe in the oneness of Hashem to the exclusion of all others, Hashem believes in us and wants us to believe in ourselves to the exclusion of all others. Not in a gaivadik way, but to have a sense of purpose in my life that I'm one of a kind. When Yaakov came to this understanding and belief that he is one in the world, and everything is dependent upon him, then oz v'niskav Hashem levado. Haynu shebavadai avodaso tama ushlema unakia ubito kol aklipos. Hashem also has things that are opposing him. Again, all of the Yetzer Hara and the Klipa and the Sitra Achra and all the time. It all seems to be all the Avodah Zarah of the world. It's all against God. But you know what? When you have the singular focus of what you need to do, then so to speak, and this is even stronger to say, Hashem can be one in the world. Because through your effort, through your clarity, those Yetzer Haras, those Avodah Zarahs, those Klipos all get removed. And that allows Hashem's oneness to be revealed in the world. So through your decision making, you give Hashem permission to be one in the world. If Yaakov is levado, then Hashem can be levado. V'nechnam tachas yara kedusha, v'nira v'nigla kiniskav Hashem levado. And you allow, it's always true, obviously, on an objective level, Hashem is always one and in charge. But sometimes there's a perception that Hashem's not running the show anymore. When we make the right choices, that reveals to the world that Hashem is one and Hashem is in charge. V'hu levado v'ein bilto rak hu echad, Ushmo Echad Vehavein. Okay, my friends, so we should be Amistik Yidden. We should overcome the Sheker and the Shav of Esav. We should understand our place in the world, that Hashem is mamish counting on us. And if we find ourselves with the lovens of the world, and lovan garti, so make sure you continue to learn. Yeshli Shor V'chamor, take all those kochos atumah, turn it into something good. Be able to cross the rivers of life, so to speak, with the Amunah Pshuta, the Baal Shem Tov, who crossed the Dinester River with his with emuna and emes and authenticity. All right, shkach. Hashem levado, Hashem levado, ba'yoy ma'oy, v'nisgav, Hashem levado.